Hello, Internet. I'm back.
We missed you last week.
Oh, I missed you guys. I missed you guys so much.
Because you were shoveling. Yes. Like, oh, damn it.
And by the way, Alex commented about don't kill yourself. Weird. Oh, no. I shoveled like out around my car and went, this is not going to happen. And I'm like, all right, I'm like, the show is already over. Like, I shoveled until like the show was over. And then I was like, ugh. I'm not staying out here till midnight. So I literally just shoveled out my front porch and a path to the sidewalk so my wife could get to the train. And then the next morning I dressed my daughter up in her snowsuit and she went, Daddy, I'm going to climb that mountain. And I had made that mountain that she was climbing. And so she was climbing a giant snowbank that I had made the night before and sliding down it while I continued to shovel out.
I still have memories. I still have childhood memories of, you know, the giant snow piles from the plow and whatever, and creating snow forts in those. And they were epic. Like in my little Brita, little memories of little Brita, epic snow forts, which they were probably just like a hole in the giant snowbank from the snow plow. But they, in my memory, were epic.
Yeah, we used to go.
Did you do that when you were a kid? Like you dug a big snow fort
I lived across the street from my high school, so they had the big parking lot, and they would they'd plow it with a front end loader, and so yeah, there'd just be this like 15-foot tall just pile of snow.
You could do, like, so we just whole, like thing in there.
Well, we always planned to like honeycomb it, which would probably lead it to collapse and kill us. But yeah, instead we just dig a hole and kind of open it up a little bit, maybe go up
and
a little
sit
bit
in there.
We wouldn't honeycomb it, we'd pockmark it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I shoveled mostly the next day, and then I shoveled again today, even though there was no snow, because for the last like 24 hours it's been above freezing. And so my driveway, which was just like a big glacier, was starting to melt. So I'm like, oh, it's starting to melt. So I spent like an hour and a half hacking away at the ice and like getting it up. And now as of this evening, my driveway is completely ice free, which is pretty awesome. Because every time I'd go to my car, I got really concerned I was going to fall and bust my ass.
How many heart attacks did you have?
The closest I have to that reference, the snow fort thing, is behind my house in Dallas. There was a large empty field that they dumped fill in for like years. So there was this like acres and acres and acres of these like dirt mounds all over the place. And being kids and, you know, male, the neighborhood urchins would all go like pretend it was like the Battle of Verdun or something, and they were shell craters, and we were like going over the hill, and you know, it was.
So what we're saying is Alan was so poor that his snow forts were built out of dirt.
That's right.
Yes.
My snow forts were dirt.
Alan had dirt ball fights.
Yeah, that's right. Mud clod fights.
Yeah. Oh, it's better than those stories about like the Industrial Revolution kids having like cinder fights.
Yeah, I missed out on that.
Yeah, but they got real asbestos fights.
Always good to have the real. I hate imitation asbestos fights. It's not the same.
We get Krusty Brand imitation asbestos.
So well, we are gearing up for a snowstorm this weekend.
Wait, in Cleveland?
I know, crazy,
inconceivable.
Right?
Inconceivable.
Well, today it was like in the 50s. Actually, my watch is still saying it's in the 50s. I don't think that's correct. Maybe it is. I don't know.
My thermometer says 57 right now.
It was weird today. I stepped out. I walked out of the library to go to lunch, and it was like, it smells like spring. What is going on? And it was really warm today, but oh my God, it says it's 58 degrees outside. What? I'm confused. Anyway, so it's 58 degrees in Cleveland, and yet we're having a winter storm warning. at the same time. Yeah, tomorrow. Oh,
Cleveland, tomorrow is, won't you ever learn?
Tomorrow, I guess starting from noon, we're going to get a pretty, you know, gnarly amount of snow. Except they're saying total snow accumulations will be 3 to 6 inches. 6 to 8 inches, maybe. It's like, I'm not worried. I don't know. I think everybody is, like, really, you know, over-exaggerating the winter. Because eight inches of snow is like, okay, that's a lot of snow. But, you know, it's like, okay, 8 inches,
By the way, there is nothing.
Every man in America just cringed.
Why?
8 inches, Seriously, are we not doing phrasing anymore?
Jay snuck that one in.
Oh, that was good. Oh my god.
That just reminded me, and I'd like to pleasantly think about it for just a moment, that
when you get like that
snowstorm like April, and you're like, fuck it, it'll warm up soon enough. Just rut it out.
Yes.
I'm not fucking touching you. You will melt on your own.
Yes. I'm going to drive over you until you are ruts of ice in my driveway.
God put you there. God can take you away.
It's been a long winter, which means spring is very soon.
Sorry.
We just still got the giggles over the dirty joke.
Okay.
Pull it hashtag together, Rita. Tells a wiener joke.
Yeah. Well, now you can say me too, Brita.
We have an explicit tag for a reason.
Oh my god, this entire show. I feel so violated.
Because Jay's telling dick jokes, because that's what I do.
You know, it's funny because there's a total out if it's entertainment. You know? I mean, for instance, the Weinstein thing where he's like, you know, bathrobe and, you know, let me give you a massage. Ugh. But if you wrote that in the movie and the actors were acting it out, it'd be fine.
Mm. That's true.
It's because everybody has agreed, right? Everybody has agreed.
Yeah, well, they're acting out the parts.
That was my brothel loophole. I think, I can't remember which show I talked about this on, but yeah, the whole like, yes, if you know, a man and a woman come together and have sex for money, it's prostitution. But if there's somebody else there with a camera filming it, it's porno and it's legal.
Right. Even if everybody's getting paid or even one person's getting paid.
Exactly.
If there's a camera associated with it in a production, and basically if you're doing it in front of a room full of people with cameras and lights, it's porn.
And totally legal. Are you making the argument that prostitution should be legal?
I've always made that argument.
My plan was to form a porn studio, which also meant that I could also get a because it was a movie studio, they have their exemption. You could get yourself an SOT, so you can get machine guns. I would also have machine guns.
You'd probably have to do that in Vegas.
And yes, and people would come in, and it would simply be a studio / casting agency. So a aspiring director, quote unquote, would show up saying, I have this great script. I will need a blonde and an African-American woman for my job. And I'll be like, all right, we will go to central casting. And I would happen to have actresses on call that might fit those various things.
Perfect.
And they would be told what the scene would be. And I would set up a camera and they would do their scene. And then I would say, we are just a film studio. We do not produce your movie. So here is the data file of the film that you shot.
Right.
There you go. Produce it yourself. It's not my problem.
And they
might go on to produce pornography, or they might find that either the footage didn't add up the way they wanted it to, or, you know, there's any number of reasons why that movie would never see the light of day, but they have a movie.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
And of course they would have to pay the women for their time.
Well, of course,
and
you have to pay the actors. You have to pay them.
Yeah, they have to pay the actors, and you'd have to pay the studio for, you know, for use of my facility and my casting agency. So, yeah.
Hmm.
But by far, am I not running a cat house, you sons of bitches?
That's right.
If it was a cat house, the government would lose money on it. So
yeah. That is, I believe, an urban legend, but also a true story. That is the true definition of the fake but accurate.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
They did.
Much like the book that just came out about Donald Trump.
Oh, no kidding.
That's a good segue. That is a segue right there.
Segue. It's so good we had to say it in French.
I give up.
It's funny because the book was released on like a PDF. I think WikiLeaks did it or something. So you can actually find it on the internet and read it if you wanted to, although I don't know why.
The list of
people lining up to say that the guy, you know, either A, I didn't say that, or B, I never met that guy or talked to him. Is it numbering in the hundreds yet? I think it is.
Liberals, like the whole, like, oh, you know, Donald Trump is, you know, this, like, so I don't like Donald Trump. I don't think he's a good man, but the whole, like, oh, he's this crazy rageaholic and he's mean to everybody on his staff and he doesn't read even like one page reports and everything needs to be about him and he needs his instant gratification. And like, and of course everybody else is now coming forward going, nobody said that. That's not true. I mean, not only to mention the fact that, like, this guy owns, like, buildings, and one of the big things that, like, is undisputed is that, like, oh, yeah, no, if you're the dishwasher at one of Trump's things, he's going to stop by maybe once a year and shake your hand and say, how you doing? And so with someone that's that hands-on who doesn't have that hands-off approach to his staff, you'd think we'd get a couple of people to be like, oh, yeah, no, total dick, like, biggest dick on earth. And so... if you're going to be making it, like, at least just go straight up to the Donald Trump is not potty trained. Like, if you're going to go big.
Well, actually, the thing that was the most hilarious thing about this was the tweet from Pixelated Boat. Did y'all see that about the Gorilla Channel? It claimed that this was an excerpt from the book. And it's like a brilliant example of Poe's Law, because the liberals bought it hook, line, and sinker. They thought it was true and it was accurate. And the whole thing was complete. It's very short, so I actually wanted to read it. It's hilarious.
Could you explain what Poe's Law is?
Okay, Poe's Law says that it's impossible to create a parody of extreme views so obviously exaggerated it cannot be mistaken by some readers or viewers as a sincere expression of the parodied view. And I actually read that because it's impossible to create a satire piece on the internet that somebody won't believe is real. Mm-hmm. And this was claimed to be an excerpt from the book. And it's hilarious. So I'll just read it. On his first night in the White House, President Trump complained that the TV in his bedroom was broken because it didn't have the Gorilla Channel. Trump seemed to be under the impression that a TV channel existed that screened nothing but gorilla-based content 24 hours a day. to appease Trump, White House staff compiled a number of gorilla documentaries into a makeshift Gorilla Channel, broadcast into Trump's bedroom from a hastily constructed transmission tower on the South Lawn. However, Trump was unhappy with the channel they had created, moaning that it was boring because the gorillas weren't fighting. Staff edited out all the parts of the documentaries where gorillas weren't hitting each other, and at last, the president was satisfied. On some days, he'll watch the channel for 17 hours straight, an insider told me. He kneels in front of the TV with his face about 4 inches from the screen and says encouraging things to the gorillas, like, the way you hit that other gorilla was good. I think he thinks the gorillas can hear him. Okay, obviously, completely untrue. I mean, there is no possible way a human...
Yes.
This is impossible on so many different levels for so many different reasons, and yet...
However,
liberals believed it and retweeted it.
Not just liberals, but like actual blue check liberal journalist people on Twitter. They were like, oh, look at this.
Yeah. It wasn't just like, you know, dumbass liberals. It was the supposedly smart ones that were like, oh my God, Trump's such an idiot. And they thought this was real. So there you go. Poe's Law in action.
Well, is it possible that this was a setup? Like, you know, the whole Steve Bannon thing where it seems like it's maybe part of the strategy.
Well, according to the person that wrote it, he did it as a joke.
Okay.
But then, you know, so there's two reactions from this. It was just kind of funny. One is the liberal reaction, which was, you know, oh, Prince Trump's an idiot. Look at this. Ha, ha, ha. The other reaction was, oh, man, a gorilla channel. That'd be awesome.
You know, I've watched that.
The gorilla fighting channel? Oh, man, gorilla fights. Cool.
You could put that back to back with monkey knife fights.
I'm telling you.
On the violence channel.
There you go.
Nature's the primate violence channel. There you PVC.
Go. That's like, you know, cops, really.
I was actually quoting Idiocracy.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, the violence channel and the masturbation channel.
There you go.
Yes.
Ow, my balls.
Do gorillas fight that much, really, though?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think they do.
They do a lot of posturing, but I don't think
there's a lot of posturing. Like they say, like I'll never be there. Like it's one of those, like, oh, there's going to be gorillas. Let's go climb up in the mountains to see gorillas. I'm like, no, thanks. I'll be here at the bar.
Nope.
Yeah. The gorillas really don't interest me all that much. And two, they're very, very big. And so, I don't need to do that. But they say if like a silverback charges you, the trick is just stand your ground because it's all posturing. And so they won't actually directly attack you unless you run. I don't know. I don't know how true that is, but either way, but by the way, speaking of Steve Bannon, are any of you aware, does he have a drinking problem?
He looks like it.
That's what I'm saying is I have not heard anything about him having a drinking problem. If he does it, he better start because he's already wearing the outfit. Every time I see him, he has
that Ted Kennedy thing going on.
Oh, he looks worse than Ted Kennedy. Yeah, he's just got that bloaty face, like rosy cheeks, bloodshot eyes. He looks like he's shit hammered in every single photo. He looks like he's shit hammered, and like whoever was taking the picture woke him up just before they took the picture. Steve, you nodded off again. Oh, what? Click.
Yeah. He does kind of look. Yeah, definitely.
He looks like not just an alcoholic, but an alcoholic in the midst of a very, very like varsity grade bender.
Varsity grade bender.
Yeah.
That's my ska band name.
Not some of the benders I went on in college and went, whoa, I'm hardcore. No. The kind of things you read about like rock star memoirs. where they like, they woke up on a kitchen floor in a different country.
How did they get here?
With someone else's kidney.
Speaking of from a different country, did you happen to see the quote from Trump? You know, the great thing about Trump and the thing that really pisses off the liberals is he says shit that everybody else is thinking anyway.
Mm-hmm. Like, pretty much. Yeah.
Like when he said, apparently during his meeting with the, about the immigrants, why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?
Did he say shithole for real?
Apparently that's a direct quote from several different people. So
no.
Yeah.
Apparently we're on the same team.
Yeah, I know. He goes, why do we need more Haitians?
I've been saying shithole forever.
I'm
sorry, but as the Trump presidency goes on, the less I am regretting my vote. I say to myself, okay, this is working out all right. Like, the liberals are pissed off, and like all the Walmart employees are getting bonuses, and okay, I'm down.
Yeah. Seems to be working out well.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'd vote for him again, actually.
At this point, yeah. And the EPA's like lost like half their staff.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're all busy working for the CIA.
Well, it doesn't, you know, still.
I think Weird got that one and nobody else.
Working for the CIA.
You didn't hear the story?
What story?
What?
Apparently not.
Oh my God.
I don't think I've heard this story either.
A high-level official at the EPA pretended to work for the CIA to avoid going into the office.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Okay. A former EPA senior policy advisor.
I remember that guy. Yeah.
He skipped out on work for years.
Yeah. Pretended he was like on a case.
Series of supervisors, including top officials in EPA's Office of Air and Radiation, that he was doing top secret work for the CIA. He was paid for a total of 2.5 years of work he did not perform since 2000 and received $500,000 in bonuses he did not deserve. Half a fucking million dollars for a job he did not go to.
Well, that's,
and these are the people we are supposed to defer to on fucking global warming. So, fuck you, no. I'm not gonna trade my SUV in on a shitball electric vehicle that costs $9 million, so that the EPA can just pay people not to do shit.
Well, yeah, but that's government jobs. I mean, that's the whole reason why you got the whole like, oh, it's too cold for the kids to go to school. You know, and we're like, but nobody, you know, nobody waits for the bus anymore. I think it's because like most places they actually charge you to like take the bus. There's something about that, because like all the local people around here drive their kids into school in the morning, because it's like, I think you have to pay extra money to have the bus pick your kid up. I don't really. Wow. Yeah. So that's why nobody does that. And they may not even let, at this point in time, they may not let kids walk to school. Like, they'd probably literally, like, if your kid showed up unattended, they might call the cops. But the reason why is, of course, teachers are union jobs. Mm-hmm. And union jobs, you can't get ahead by doing a better job. And so long as you don't do such a terrible job that they fire you, it doesn't matter. So, again, the whole point is, all right, well, let's see how little we can work, because That's the only incentive they have is I'm going to make this amount of money no matter what. So I might as well make this amount of money. So no matter what, from home as often as possible. So that's why they have like teacher workshops where sometimes they go the whole day and sometimes they go a couple hours and then everyone gets drunk and goes home. Or you just declare that it's too cold. And you don't even get dressed that day. Or you do get dressed and you get like all sorts of work that you wanted to do done. Like, no, you go to the bank.
It's crazy talk.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about this tax reform under Trump. Because it's like a big thing. And the news really isn't reporting it at all. Because it's a win for the Trump. Okay. Let me just go back, like, in time. I remember when George W. Bush first got elected. And there was, like, everybody got, like, a tax refund. You remember that? You got a check in the mail from the government. And it was like, oh, my God. I have this money now from the government. And it was, you know, it's your money all along, obviously, but you got this money back. And it was like, yay. And I remember Mike and I, like, we were just newly married and we decided, oh, man, we're going to take this money. We're going to buy a new mattress because we needed like a new good, really good mattress. And so it was like a big thing for us. It was, you know, it was cool. It was like, hey, money. Yay. Thanks. Thanks, government. But now Trump is doing this same thing again, that like the tax reform is giving people bonuses in their checks from big companies. Walmart is giving their employees bonuses. Other companies are giving their employees bonuses. I think Walmart is upping their starting salary to $11 an hour, which is fantastic. However, of course, the Democrats are now saying, oh no, that's pathetic. They're throwing the government, you know, Donald Trump is throwing the American people, he's throwing them crumbs. Mm-hmm. And compared to, what was it like? I'm trying to think. I was Googling like mad, trying to find the thing. But like, there was a thing during the Obama administration where, you know, it was like, oh, the average American family will get $12 a week, and they were like celebrating this $12, but it was like $12 a week, and look at all the things that $12 can do. Like, they were like, you know, having charts on their Obamacare.gov or whatever the fuck it was. And but now, like, actual real change is happening. Like, full-time jobs are up and, you know, people are getting higher salaries and all this stuff is happening, but the news is not reporting on it. One of the biggest things I saw was that unemployment among minorities is down for the first time in 20 some years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Huge. That's a huge thing.
Huge.
Huge. Yes. But well, of course, the news is, you know, kind of not reporting on it. So,
well, it's all how can we spin it? It was one of those, like, when Bush was, you know, when H.W. Bush was president, like, unemployment was at like record low levels, but everyone was saying, mm-hmm. yeah, but they're all bad jobs. You know, they're not good jobs. You know, these are all like terrible jobs. These people are working awful jobs, you know, and then Obama became president and they started celebrating like people who just went, oh, fuck it, I guess I'll never have a job ever again.
Right, exactly.
And just cashing into their retirement early and, you know, end up eating Alpo into their 70s. And, mm-hmm. like, they're like, oh, see, the unemployment numbers are going back up. So I was like, yeah, but there's no work. So it's right. No matter what the Democrat is shitting gold coins and the Republican is, like, you know, burning the world to death. Or as Bill Whittle said once, the Democrats are the reason why the sun rises in the east, and Republicans are reasons why it's set in the west.
Yeah, I don't understand. This has always been the thing for me, where I don't understand what is their purpose. Like, the media and the Democrats, like, I understand the purpose is control. But at a certain point, do you not step back and say, wow, everybody can be richer and everybody can be happier and everybody can be more productive? And
oh, that would be awful.
Yes, but why?
That's not how it works.
I don't get it. I don't. I know it's very naive of me, but no, it's just that literally you're not
an empty-headed liberal anymore.
I don't get it.
I like to think of it more as like just complete and utter religious zealotry. Is, you know, much like, you know, you will hear like the evangelical Christian talking about, like, you know, the greatness of God. And then you go like, so why sudden infant death syndrome? Why, you know, childhood leukemia? Why, you know, why these tsunamis that just wipe huge numbers of people just off the face of the earth? Why all this horrible stuff? And they'll wave their hands and explain it away. And all that, and I'm not going to berate them too much because I'm not here to be the, you know, a militant atheist dickhead and say, oh, you know, you believe in something I don't, you're wrong. But they'll explain it away and and make it do, because that's their belief, and they're not, you know, they're not in a position to say, well, yeah, but God's sometimes a dick.
just, he goes on a Steve Bannon like bender.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's kind of it, is one of those like people, you know, I mean, Hitler is the Satan of our time. Like, you know, the Godwin's law exists because it's one of those, always someone's going to bring up the Nazis because the Nazis are the most evil thing that can be. And that's why Trump is a Nazi. And even better is actually just, I saw a news report the other day about some like field hockey coach. And the news report was, turned out he was living a double lifestyle as an alt-right person. No, he wasn't running an alt-right. He was a fucking Nazi. He was a neo-Nazi. He was an anti-Semite, you know, white supremacist. That's not alt-right. That's just an anti-Semite. And as a matter of fact, there's nothing, alt-right is the same as neocon. What's a neocon? It's something that leftists call Republicans they don't like. Same thing with what's alt-right. There's not a single person that says, oh, yes, identify more as alt-right. No, there's nobody who says that, you know, or us from the alt-right. There's no such thing as alt-right. It's just literally just the, well, we're going to say there's degrees of Republican, and alt-right are the kind that eat babies. but... Oh, where was I going with that? I got sidetracked by my own. Hitler's the Satan of our time, and so we're Antifa, anti-fascist, fascism, Nazis. That's where they're going with that. But and why is Hitler so bad? Well, because the Holocaust. That's that the Holocaust and invading other countries. Well, what about Stalin and Mao? They killed like. Add a zero onto Hitler's body count, and
yeah, but they meant well.
And that's exactly it. Is the why is it that nobody talks about Stalin? Why is it that someone will wear a Che Guevara T-shirt like on public stuff, but meanwhile, like if someone wears like a Nazi armband, like literally, that's like a that's an unpersoning effect. Like if somebody showed up like on a talk show with like a swastika T-shirt, like they would be like out. That'd be done. Like Harvey Weinstein would be like, "Wow, that's stupid. that was a dumb move." But yet, someone wear a Che Guevara T-shirt or a Red Star, you know, shirt, and all
or,
that.
Or
and
a picture of Lenin, or
yeah, anything.
A statue of Lenin.
Yeah.
Nobody bats an eye. But yet. Like everything Hitler did, they did, but worse. You know, Hitler was bad. They were worse. Yeah, but nobody says that because, again, Alan's right. They meant well. And well,
it's also, you got to remember that the whole Nazi versus socialist thing is a religious schism.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like the reason between the Sunnis and the Shias hate each other so much. They hate each other more than they hate America because it's a minor religious difference. And the difference between the socialists and the Nazis was a minor point of dogma in socialism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the National Socialist versus the International Socialist. I mean, that's really all it was. And so, you know, it's yay, our team, fuck you, you bad team. It's that's all it is. And you can't, you won't, you know, a fellow traveler, you won't, you know, somebody that's on your team, you don't want to say bad stuff about them.
Yeah. It's the Muslims looking down the nose at us, you know, at us Western, you know, at us, you know, non-Muslims for our drinking of the evil alcohol, whether they're getting fucking sideways on hashish.
Right.
It's one of those
and,
like,
yeah. You know, and fucking the sheep and, you know, everything else.
That's right.
And the boys and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And each other. But God, let's kill those gays.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Apparently if you do it with a child, it's not gay. So, you know,
it's funny that Weird mentioned Antifa, though. Have you heard Antifa's latest target?
Oh, Jesus.
the cat. Hold on. It's a cat library.
What? You know, you're speaking my language here.
Yeah. It's.
What?
Library with cats?
A library of cats?
What the hell is it? Hold on.
Do you get to check out cats?
That would be awesome.
Borrow a cat.
Oh my God.
I'll take this cat for 2 weeks.
Yes.
I don't think the cats would approve.
It's not a library. It's a cat cafe. Sorry.
Damn it. Oh, that's almost as good. We have one of those in Houston.
It's actually East Austin is where it's going on.
Oh.
They have legitimately spray painted hate graffiti on the building. Like this is not
who members hates cats? Of
the, right. No, it's gentrification.
What?
Oh. That's racist. How dare you take our shithole neighborhood and make it nicer?
Exactly. Cat cafes are white.
It's just like global warming. It is literally, we see this pop up repeatedly in the left. You know, if it's too warm, it's global warming. If it's too cold, it's global warming. If we get too much rain, it's global warming. If we get too little rain, it's global warming. It's everything. It's just like that with gentrification. If you take an area that was a shithole and clean it up and white people move in, that's racist. But if minorities move into an area and white people move out, that's white flight. That's also racist. So if we stay in the area, it's racist. If we leave the area, it's racist. It gets to a point where you say, fuck you.
Yes.
And that's the big problem I have with these assholes. And we saw the start of it with the shitheads in Charlottesville. You know, the Nazis that were holding rifles. I'm like, I didn't see any fucking rifles. I saw fucking tiki torches. It looked like a goddamn Jimmy Buffett concert. I saw a bunch of pasty white kids who have never faced adversity in their fucking life pick up tiki torches and go, don't take down the monument. And then these Antifa shitheads come in, start beating the crap out of everybody and say, how dare you defend yourself? And it pisses me off that I have to defend these assholes.
Yes.
I hate that. But again.
That was a good Jay rant.
Free speech is not, I like puppies. That's not what we need to protect.
It's true.
We need to protect the speech that you hate, that you abhor, that goes against every fiber of your being, because that's the speech that needs to be protected.
Exactly. No. Yep. Nobody. No.
Free speech
nobody
is racist too.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, I think that's a good example of what the difference is between. I'm going to just use left and right as a. You know, as a term, the differences between left and right is that people on the right, I'm doing air quotes with my fingers, will protect and maybe not even protect, but just allow free speech from the left. We have allowed it for so long. It has been allowed because it's supposed to be allowed. Right?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, we either turn a blind eye or we ignore it. We're like, oh, those kids, you know, go on with yourself and say your speech and good for you. And then we were like, okay, whatever. Bless your heart. But then we walk away and we let them have it. But it's not the same on both sides.
Right.
You know, we try to have our free speech, whatever it is. I'm using Milo Yiannopoulos as an example. He goes to a college campus, has been invited there. And this, I don't know if it was Antifa or whatever else group, but it was a leftist group, shut down free speech out of violence and basically violence. They shut down free speech with violence. And
they stop.
So it's not an equal playing field for free speech anymore. So, you know, yeah.
Well, thankfully, I mean, they seem to be overplaying their hand far more than they even did. Like back in the 90s, we had the whole political correctness and the whole sexual harassment thing going through.
Right.
And it's one of those, right. like, again, rooted in good intentions on the, you know, no, you can't just be, you know, a crass asshole and just, you know, expect everyone just to, like, you know, to make do with you. No, you need to, you know, you need to have some semblance of your speech, and you can't be like, hey, lady, nice friggin' boobs. You know, that's just, that's not a gentlemanly way to, you know, conduct yourself. And so, all good. But then it quickly evolved into pretty much where we are today with the free speech on the, we are now looking for things to offend ourselves. And if somebody else takes your, you know, your speech the wrong way, that's politically incorrect and you're at fault. And then also the same ideas. If somebody takes your mundane statement as sexual in nature, that's your fault. And the HR, you know, you'll be discussed that with HR. And very quickly, once it gets to that level where they're overplaying their hand, people are like, you know what? This is kind of bullshit. This is not, you know, I, you know, no, I don't want to harass anybody. No, I don't want to, you know, to use rude and offensive terms, but you're not letting anyone talk. And that's really where Antifa is going. And of course, also the nice thing about Antifa is like this cat cafe. This is not conservative people running this cat cafe.
No, it is not.
The Koch brothers are not starting out a chain of cat cafes. You know, this is other people who voted for Hillary Clinton. And that's actually the big thing going on with it. I mean, it's the same idea with this whole, like, you know, the Hollywood witch hunt, you know, of all the sexual harassers. It's just, it's destroying more liberals than it is conservatives. And, you know, at first, you know, Antifa was cool when it was one of those like, oh, we're going to start disrupting, Trump campaign rallies. And we're going to start, you know, doing this. And we're going to have start, you know, marching after the election that says, no, we don't accept the election for what it is. Too bad. But, oh, yeah. Oh, good show, guys, I guess, you know, but that was all well and good. Now they're starting to like, I mean, they're shutting down universities. Bastions of conservatism right there, and they're, you know, shutting down businesses and things like that, and they're overplaying their hand. Like, pretty soon, like the left, I think the left is already starting to turn on them, on the hey, leave us the fuck alone.
Well, there's a great example that I saw today, and I don't know who these people are, but this is funny. Apparently there is a singer called Ginuwine.
Jesus Christ.
Ginuwine?
That's okay. Like my fucking fault.
He was on a
I'm sure there's spelling difficulties with that, yeah. Correct?
G-I-N-U-W-I-N-E.
No, just stop. No. I don't want to know.
So anyway, he's on a reality show in England and apparently has a co-star is a trans something. I think it's
trans woman, transgender.
I don't know which one is which. It was a biological man dressed pretending to be a woman.
Trans man.
Whatever you call it.
No, trans woman. I don't know. Trans woman, I think.
Yeah, anyway.
I identify as a trans am.
And so, okay, and I will quote from the Daily Wire. When discussing dating, Willoughby, who is the trans person, complains that Ginuwine would date women, but not him. Which is, he's and not it's a funny. Woman. It's funny because the Daily Wire uses him.
Yeah.
to talk about the trans person. So anyway, when Ginuwine conceded that he would not date Willoughby if he knew he were trans, things escalated. I'm a woman, right? Said Willoughby.
No.
Forget about any tease or anything. So on that score, you would date me, wouldn't you? Not if you told me you was trans, replied Ginuwine. No, I'm not telling you I'm trans, Willoughby insisted. I'm a woman. A woman, yeah, answered the singer.
Good for him.
This, for some reason, promoted Willoughby to grab Ginuwine's neck and lean in for a kiss. Ginuwine appeared to be extremely uncomfortable at this moment and quickly pulled away.
Jinyuan's rejection of the advances came with a backlash. He is now being accused of transphobia.
Oh, wait. Okay. I'd heard this story, but I hadn't heard the details. So what they're saying is that the trans person sexually assaulted this guy.
Right.
Because like that's
like, that's the very next paragraph in this article. No means no unless a transgender person is making the advances. Then you better comply or you'll be labeled a transphobic bigot.
Yep. Well, there was a little while ago, there was a porn star who ended up committing suicide because she had just gotten completely shunned from the industry because she found out one of the guys that she was about to do a scene with was bisexual, who did a bunch of gay porn. And I don't know if she specifically, I didn't dive too deep into this, but specifically, you know, said, she just said, no, I'm not going to do scenes with this guy. And they're just like, oh God, you're homophobic and all that. You know, who knows a reason? It's one of those like, okay, so now like she has to fuck this guy because otherwise she's a homophobe.
Maybe she just didn't want AIDS.
That's one option. And and now it's one of those, okay, yeah, so now like, yeah, we all have to have sex with a transgender person lest we have issues with transgender people.
Cats, drink.
Well, and that's right up there, you know, it's all the same thing. It's the gentrification, you know. You can't buy property in the hood and make it nice.
Yep.
Right.
Hey, can I buy
property? You have to leave it shitty property.
Right.
Like, on what planet does that make sense?
Can I make a confession? I have turned down.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought it would happen to me.
I have turned down advances of cis women because they were bitches and I didn't like them. What is that? What does that make me?
How old were you?
In my 20s.
Wow. I'm impressed.
What resolve you had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. They weren't pretty either.
That goes back to that crazy, crazy hot scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yay! Oh, are we almost? We got.
No, like, we're not. No,
not even close.
Alan's excited for the show to be over. can't wait to like get rid of us.
Nah.
Somebody on the Squirrel Report suggested that our show is just a means for the four of us to talk to each other every week, and we just allow other people to listen.
That's pretty much
it. Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty accurate.
I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, it's like our show kind of has a format and kind of, you know. I just like being able to talk to you guys every week. Or
it's,
you know,
it's a personality show. Okay. We are all interesting people in our own way.
We are. We're the Squirrel Report. We're the podcasting version of The View.
I don't know how I feel about that statement. I think I'm mad at Alan.
Oprah's not.
Who's Whoopi Goldberg? I'm not Whoopi Goldberg.
Jay. No, Weird is Whoopi Goldberg. Definitely.
Yeah, I was about to say I drink enough.
Yeah. Jay is Joy Behar, though.
Oh,
that's fighting.
Yeah, with the rants. Yeah.
No, I'll take the Whoopi Goldberg. I definitely drink enough, and given an opportunity, I would have sex with Frank Langella. He was Skeletor.
I'm a little concerned that Alan knows all the players of The View. I'm just saying.
How can you not?
I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
Alan's been in an airport.
You've got the joy person, and then you've got Whoopi, and then there's like other ones that kind of.
There's Megan McCain's on there now.
She's on there now. Yeah. Yeah.
And I only know that because of that, that ranty, that thing she did with the guy that wrote the book.
Wait.
The thing she did with the guy who wrote the book.
Yeah. Wait, is Meghan McCain the new quote-unquote conservative on the...
Yeah, I think she is.
I guess this is the inevitable thing of the...
McCain is the conservative?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, the woman who's left of her ultra left-wing Republican father is the conservative.
Yeah.
Like, that's a smart move. So they could say, oh, yeah, we're totally an even-handed publication.
Yeah, they...
We allow both views. We have four Marxists and one ultra-left wing person who identifies as Republican but supports none of its tenets whatsoever, and nobody within the party likes in any way, shape, or form.
Wasn't she on something else?
I think for a bit, but it turned out that she wasn't smart.
Well, I know.
Or interesting. Bless her heart.
Now, when you say wasn't smart, do you mean like legitimately not smart, or like even worse, Chelsea Clinton not smart?
I think both. And I think Chelsea Clinton is both kinds of not smart. I think Chelsea Clinton is the subject of a lot of mind altering substances while she was in utero. And on top of that, just being like spoon-fed and carried upstairs her entire life.
She's cute, though.
Who?
Meghan McCain.
Okay. I was supposed to say Chelsea Clinton. Yes, she was.
Not
before
Chelsea
she,
Clinton. Chelsea Clinton, I can't figure her out, man.
Well, your parents are Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. How could you possibly be sane? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine growing up in that household. Jesus, talk about child abuse.
She's grown up in nothing but Capitol buildings.
that's true.
That is true and disturbing.
And she's part of one left wing crime family and married into another left wing crime family. Her father in law's in prison.
That's true. Yes, he is.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Her mom should also be in prison. Oh, her dad should also be in prison.
Yep. I liked how after the election, they tried to make Chelsea like a thing politically. The media really worked hard to like make Chelsea Clinton cool. And they tried to make her like a thing and tried to make her look really smart. But she has a Twitter. Which seems to be like the great exposer of political idiots.
I'm looking at the Chelsea Clinton's wedding photos, and I'm trying to find like a photograph of somebody within the Chelsea Clinton wedding photos that shouldn't be in prison.
Well, it's like those great mafia crime family weddings, you know, where they all show up and, you know, they call a truce for the wedding so they don't kill each other.
Or it quite possibly could have been an arranged marriage.
Yeah. Could have been, yeah.
There was some magazine that put Chelsea Clinton on the cover. I think it was Vanity Fair, maybe, or they did a big expose with Chelsea Clinton after the election. They put her in a leather jacket,
ooh,
and they were like, "Oh, Chelsea Clinton is cool."
So cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So cool. She doesn't know how to turn on a light switch.
Nobody is buying it. Yeah.
Well, they already tried to make Michelle Obama cool because, you know, she should totally run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Variety magazine.
And Oprah should run for president. And, like, you notice what they're saying is pretty much anyone that's not Hillary Clinton should run for president for the Democrats.
Yes.
Hmm. Funny that.
Oh, I love that. I just saw like a poll where like, you know, in a theoretical election, Oprah would be ahead of Trump. But it's one of those like, yeah, that's assuming that the people that watched her show, which is an ever diminishing number, would suddenly be like, oh, I'm interested in what this Oprah person has to say. Like, the most like arrogant, narcissistic, obnoxious, and out of touch. Like, she literally makes Hillary Clinton look like a woman of the people.
And you get Hillary, a car, and you get a car, and you get a car.
Yes, of which she gave to poor people to help them out. These were all people who could not otherwise afford a car. But then they had to declare the car on their taxes, so most of the people had to literally give away the car for nothing, so that they wouldn't have to any assets to declare on their taxes.
Right.
Right.
Because they'd lose their welfare money.
Yeah. So a lot of them were worse off. It's, you know, very similar to, you know, very similar or just literally they just didn't have the cash on hand to pay for the taxes of this car. So literally they were worse off thanks to Oprah's gift. It's like the lottery, except way sadder. Because because everybody who's won the lottery in the declared bankruptcy walked into a convenience store and bought a lottery ticket. All these people thought that they were just going to see the Oprah show, and instead, Oprah's going to, bring up their hopes and dreams and then ruin their lives.
It's what liberals do.
And of course, she did nothing about this.
Of course not.
The show's over. There's nothing else to do for this. And then all her weirdness.
Well, she was largely responsible for the anti-vax movement.
Oh, was she the one that like propped up Jenny McCarthy?
Well, she's the one that had what's his name, Dr. Oz, and all these flaky pseudo science idiots on, and they were, they come up with all this pseudoscience and tout it as like, you know, Dr. Oz, is he, I don't think he's not even really a doctor, is he?
Dr. Phil isn't.
No, Dr. Phil isn't. That quack.
Well, I gotta tell you that, as a librarian, I will never forgive Oprah for that book called A Million Little Things, which was proven to be a complete fraud. A Million Little Pieces. That's what it was. A Million Little Pieces. And James Frey, Frey, I think it's, yeah, anyway.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yes, it was, she promoted this book, and oh, everybody loved this book, and everybody, like, you know, she was like going on and on about, everybody in the Harpo studios, we'd call each other at night, what page are you on, and we'd, you know, oh, this book, blah blah blah, and it turned out to be a complete lie.
Yep.
The entire book was like a complete lie. I mean, like, even more than a lie, more lie than the book called A Boy Called It, which was also for the record, a lie. But Oprah, she just went, you know, it's like the part of the Oprah Book Club. And for the longest time, this book was, oh my God, these people would call up for this book. And we had multiple copies. And also the copies were like listed in the biography section, because James Frey claimed this to be his memoir, his biography. Turns out it was all fake, and so we had to go and kind of like put stickers inside the book. Sorry, this is actually not true, and blah, blah, blah. We had to put like a disclaimer inside the fucking book. Thanks, Oprah.
But also, I mean, just the number, like, imagine if Oprah actually did get on the campaign trail. Like, how just opposition could just hammer the shit out of her on, like, her relationship with Stedman is the weirdest, like, relationship. Yeah. Like, Hillary and Bill look normal next to Oprah and Stedman. And then
A kept man weird.
Yes.
You're a kept man, so you can't really speak to this.
Actually, I did research. Oprah did promote Jenny McCarthy. In 2007, had her on the show, talked about her book, talked about all this stuff.
And
promoted the hell out of it.
But yeah, but yes, Brita, you're correct. I am a kept man, but I'm also like married to my wife, and true. You know,
she's obligated to take care of you.
Even if I wasn't, like, I know a ton of people that are in like long-term, you know, relationships where they aren't married. You know, I, you know, had a former boss of mine was in a long-term relationship with this woman, and they were not married. They were not going to get married because he had been divorced like twice or maybe even three times before. He'd had a bunch of failed marriages. And he's like, I'm not doing it. I've met a ton of people that are just the, oh, after one, two, maybe three, you know, after a divorce or two. Yeah. I'm just not going to do the get married again thing. It's not for me. Don't blame him on that. Or, you know, or I had a friend who is a long-term relationship with a woman. Both of them came from very, very shitty households that had lousy marriages. And they're just like, yet kind of don't see the charm in that institution. Don't blame them. That makes sense. Stedman's just, we're totally in love, you know, except for like the one person that seems to get all attention is her assistant, Gail. Who, again, if Oprah's a lesbian, nobody cares. Hey, guess what? Another female talk show host, Ellen, came out as gay, and nobody cares. But what's happening between Oprah and Gail? What's happening between Oprah and Stedman? It makes no sense. Like, no one's given an explanation for it. And then Oprah started a magazine called Oprah. Yeah. It's named after her, and oh, they've got cover girls. Oh, the cover girls, her every single issue for like a thousand issues. How fucking weird is that?
She's got narcissism worse than Obama. Seriously,
worse than anybody. No, nobody else would do that. Like nobody else would do that.
I don't know. I could do that. I could do a magazine called Alan.
Called A. Hey,
and I'd be on the cover every week.
I bet you $1,000 you could do that.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't do that.
You could
the not. Alan the Alan Lifestyle Magazine.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh my god.
Just pictures of you lounging around your apartment naked.
Yeah, with cats.
Yeah, with cats and like a crock pot.
Yeah.
and lots of computers.
Yeah.
That'd be it. I mean just
lots of Apple products.
Yes.
I mean, she's just so fucking weird. Like, she's just, like I said, Hillary Clinton is super strange and out of touch and not like a normal human being. And everything about Oprah, Hillary makes look normal. It's one of those, like, Bill and Hillary's relationship. Totally fucked up. Totally strange. Totally weird. But, you could, it makes a little bit of sense. Like it's, you could either just go, oh yeah, no, they're in love, but they've got a little bit of a fucked up relationship, or the, it's a marriage of convenience. Either way, it makes sense. What is Oprah doing? She doesn't have a marriage of convenience with this fucking nobody that she's not married to and just kind of randomly attached to and just drags him around by a leash.
He's like her beard.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Have you seen interviews with him?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He makes Dr. Phil look masculine.
Yeah.
But the, who is that freak that Liza Minnelli was married to for 6 seconds?
Oh my God. With the plastic surgery.
Oh God.
David Marilyn somebody. Manson.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Okay, is Liza mind. Dead? She's still alive.
Good question. I do not know. Is she dead?
Her up.
Yeah, she's
hey dead. Siri.
Oh no, she's not. She's still alive. She's 71. Hi.
Is Liza Minnelli still alive? Siri's not answering me. Is Liza Minnelli still alive?
Liza Minnelli was born March 12th, 1946, and is 71 years old.
Not dead.
Yeah,
not dead.
Huh.
Carrie Fisher is quoted from the afterlife saying, what the shit? All right, before we go out, Jay.
Yes.
Jay has a rant.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jay. Take it away.
I was going to save it for next week, but I'm happy to rant on it now.
Come on. Let's do this shit.
Aren't you going to be at SHOT next week or something?
Not next week, but the week after. Yeah, so okay. I will be on board next week, but not the week after. I don't even know what I'll be doing on Thursday. Yes, apparently Time Magazine ran an absolutely breathless article entitled, and I quote, "Top U.S. military advisor says ISIS fighters will be beaten to death with shovels."
Okay.
And you read into it, and basically where they get that is the statement is, however, if they choose not to surrender, then we will kill them with extreme prejudice, whether that be through security force assistance, by dropping bombs on them, shooting them in the face, or beating them to death with our entrenching tools. Now, I think the biggest problem overall is that Time has a problem with this.
Of course they do.
They want you to be outraged. Now, I'm like, I'm kind of outraged because we should definitely be giving our forces enough bullets to keep shooting them in the face. They don't need to use their entrenching tools. But
I was kind of excited when I read that quote. I was like, are they training people to beat people to death? I was like, that's cool.
They're not. They should be giving them the Spetsnaz sharpened shovels. Duh.
Duh. Yes.
Oh, no. Bring back the trench war, the trench bat. Oh, trench bats. Have you ever seen a trench bat? Those are awesome.
How fucking out of touch is Time magazine?
Lots.
I mean, trench bat's what they use on all the zombie shows, right? With the spikes and stuff.
The wire wrap nail.
Yeah.
The barbed wire wrap. We're supposed to be outraged over this. That, oh my goodness, this is just terrible. Those poor savages that behead people on video might be beaten by shovels. I'm like, I fucking give them hammers. I would issue the fucking Est Wing tactical fucking ISIS beater and just get the big fucking 3-pound hammer with a meat tenderizer on the end and tell them I will give you $20 for every ISIS head you beat in with this. I want to see pictures. I want blood. I want to see gray fucking matter on the end of that Est Wing.
Oh, God, I love a J-Rat.
Me too.
That's the money. We will bring you fucking Wagyu beef if you collect 10 fucking ISIS skulls.
I'm in. Sign me up.
I'm
in for Wagyu beef.
It's like the people that get all butthurt over what, like, General Mattis quotes, and you're like, no, this is like all the, he's undoing all the shit that's pissed us off about the military. Aren't we supposed to go into a country and kill the enemy and make them give up?
Right. Oh no, you can't do that. Ooh.
Oh no. We're there to show up and make the enemy love us. What? No.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen ever.
I'm what keeps other people up at night. That's still my favorite.
You know, you can make a valid argument that we shouldn't be there in the first place.
Yes.
But.
Okay.
But if you're going to be there, be there.
Yes.
Be there to win. And again, otherwise, you're just compounding. I mean, if war is evil, and anybody sane would agree that war is evil, there's no reason to drag it out. Mm-hmm. You know, go in hard, get it over with. And go home and be done. I mean, this, you know, make them love us, you know.
It will never happen.
Never happens.
Never happen.
Never.
No, make them so willing to swallow their pride that they surrender. Yes,
you pound the shit out of them until they give up.
And they will sign a deal that is entirely not in their favor on the, you sign this deal and give us everything that we want and we will stop killing the ever loving motherfuck out of you and doing all sorts of horrible things that looks like the Old Testament of the Bible.
Right.
And if it worked in Japan,
it worked in Germany.
Yeah.
And places where we went in to win hearts and minds has always failed.
Yeah. I think it's just most telling that it's ISIS in question. I mean, it's not like you're talking the Iraqis.
Well, the funny thing is, the U.S. created ISIS.
Obama. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Created ISIS. Because Barack Obama. Exactly. Because he was so hell-bent on yanking our troops out, regardless of the cost. It was a power vacuum that ISIS filled.
Mm-hmm. No, and then the U.S. literally created ISIS. gave them guns, gave them money, created them as an insurgency to go fight in Syria. We didn't create them by creating a power vacuum. We actually created the organization and funded them and gave them weapons. So
I had not heard this angle, but I don't know enough about it. But either way, their demeanor in the past decade or so, you know what? I'm really not losing any sleep about how they're killed, how many of them are killed, who does the killing. It's basically win-win. The more of the only way it should end is when the last one of them is beaten to death with an S-wing hammer. I'm fixated on the S-wing hammer. I think it's what they deserve. I'm just saying.
I'm more along the lines of give them plenty of bullets. There's no reason to. You know, I mean, come on. You start slamming people with a hammer, you're gonna get blood splatter. Who knows what kind of weird disease you're gonna get? And just
you might get an erection that lasts longer than 4 hours.
I mean, come on. Just do it from a distance. You know.
We're gonna bring back the B-52s and start loading it with hammers.
Sounds good.
Oh, I like this plan. I want to be a part of it.
All right. I'm just saying, join the weird military.
Just imagine the work order, the purchase order being sent to S-Wing. S-Wing with like 800 million hammers.
Yeah, please. But if the military buys them, they're going to be $800 a piece.
I just like the idea of going
cheaper than bombs.
What the fuck are they doing? Are they actually doing this? And then you know, 2 days later, they're actually doing this.
You could sell video on pay-per-view and recoup the entire cost. I would pay $100 to see an ISIS training camp bombed by S-Hammers.
God, I have so much fun.
I have the mental image, and it's glorious. Just the bomb. Open the bomb bay doors. And just you'd have to have either somebody on the ground or a really powerful video camera to just catch it. They're hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. God, my witness, I thought S-Wings could fly.
And we're an hour and 13 minutes in.
Yay!
Oh.
I
wish I had the right video skills, because I would love to put that together.
Well, I mean, just one of those. Definitely the recap is I've certainly spent many an hour on like liveleak.com watching we're going to record this as propaganda. And then, oh shit. Obviously the Marines took this footage off the dead bodies. Hey, look, there's a video camera. Let's take this in case there's intel.
My personal favorites are the ones that it's actually video recording through a sniper scope. And basically, they are protecting the virtue of livestock. And I'll leave you to figure out what I mean.
Okay.
That's great. My favorite are the jihadi fail videos.
I like when they screw up the car bombs. Yeah, you just see the car. The car's tooling along in the middle of the desert. There's nothing for miles.
Forgot daylight
savings time.
My favorite's the guy that always stands behind the rocket launcher.
when the rocket falls out rather than being propelled, it just goes and they're all like, oh shit,
and everybody's screaming, I like bar, boom. It's great.
Oh goodness.
All right, that was a good show.
World's Dumbest Jihadis. All right,
good night everybody.
Yep. Good night, everybody.
And that was episode 270.
Wow.
270. That's a lot of episodes.
It really is.
It is January of 2018. We are coming up on our anniversary in 2 months.
I want jewelry.
We will have been doing this for 6 years in March.
Wow.
And another several before that on something else.
Another thing. And then I was on another thing before that.
Yeah.
That's right. Brita has been on
Brita, the internet. There is way too much of Brita on the internet.
Brita is like the podcast veteran. She's been doing it since, what was it, 2009, I think, when that
really started? Way too long. Way too long.
I think it was 2009.
I don't 2009 know. I have blocked it out.
Maybe it was 2000.
We may be on a full decade.
Yeah. Oh,
so she started when she was 18.
Yeah, a decade.
Yes. Brita. Thank you, Jay.
Mm-hmm. 18 or 16?
18. She was legal age.
I was legal. Stop thinking it. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Can't stop thinking it.
Too bad. Okay.
And on that note, bye, internet.
Bye.
Good night, internet.
Good night, internet.